It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hite, Minvale, Grubbs, and Dalborg, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indest.
L.A. Classic Roofing, official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick Electric and General Services. Add that to the list. It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
And guess what happens on Wednesday? Who's in the house?
Eric Hike, baby.
Of Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalborg, the aforementioned.
Coming in hot.
What's the acronym? It's
HMGD.
HMGD.
Yes, serving all your legal needs.
My mother told me to never say GD.
Well, then use the HMGD. Iberia Parish's premier personal injury law firm.
That's it.
No reason to go out of town. Stay local.
There we go.
Hire the best.
Right here.
That's
right
it.
Here. And, I mean, when you've got the great Hans.
Yes.
The Leon.
Yes.
Menville.
How can you go to another law firm? Walking encyclopedia. I love that guy. We sit around and tell jokes, tell stories, keep it lively. Like I said, you never
quick.
Know. We bought him for his partial retirement. We bought him a Lazy Boy for his office. I mean, he was so excited to be able to take that little siesta after lunch.
Ask him about the 18 on number 2 at the old Iberia.
Oh, no, I know about that. I know that was in a club championship
That's
something
correct.
Like that. Made an 18 on number 2, par 3.
That's correct.
15 over on one hole.
And after he sank his final putt, he goes, well, that's a 17. And one of our noted Iberians said, no, Leon.
Wasn't 18. It Barry Shaw that told
that's
him,
correct.
No, it's an 18.
That's
I know
correct.
That story. That's another
correct.
Great Iberia.
That's correct. Coffee
Country
that's
Barry
great.
Said, nah, that was an 18.
That is correct.
Barry was counting. Oh, man. That's good. So
the legendary Ponce.
Does Ponce listen in the morning?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so Ponce, this one's for you, baby. So Catholic High School, I'm going to say season of 1981, which was the last season of Cathedral Carmel High School, which with Fatima, joined forces with Fatima and became St. Thomas More the next year.
Okay.
Catholic High School, I am a freshman on that team. We were not good. We went 1-9 that year. We beat Erath on a last-second touchdown by David Fleming. Okay, Michael Halpin threw a hitch route to David Fleming. He ran 80 yards down the field. They couldn't catch him. We kicked extra point and won 7-6 on a wet field. Okay, so anyway, we moved down, and we're playing Cathedral, and we are playing our tails off. Okay, now I say we. I was on the bench. I was a freshman. And we're down 2 touchdowns to 1. I want to say it was 15-7, that they got a two-point conversion in there. But regardless, it was 2 touchdowns to 1 at halftime. And the last drive that Cathedral had was aided by 3 15-yard penalties. I want to say it was 2 on players and 1 on the bench, okay, on our coaching staff. And infamously, at halftime, Leon Menville said, at halftime, Panthers 7, Tigers 7, referees 7.
Classic.
I don't think the officials were very happy about that.
No, I'm sure they weren't.
I do think that was frowned upon and maybe he was censored. I don't know.
I don't know if he was censored, but he's got that dry humor sometimes.
Oh, that one will go down in history as one of the great calls.
That's a great call.
From the Panther press box of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he's listening. He usually tells me, you know, tell Britt to stop talking about himself so much.
Hey! Ponce. Come on, man.
I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
That could be Ponce.
Was somebody's ears ringing?
One of the great... Go ahead, Turbo.
You're on the line.
It's me. What y'all doing? Hugh Andre.
That's close.
A legendary status call-in.
Look, guys, I don't want to take the wind out of anybody's sail today and all of that, but...
Well, I think you do. When you say that, you know you do.
No, this is on a serious note. 5 years ago, we lost Lucas, and we got to remember that, because he would be... so excited to be part of this show, and he would be so excited to, just with the golf course being there, and y'all don't forget about, I know they got a lot of people that listen to the show and that know him, and y'all don't forget about him today.
If you really want to, pay, you know, there's a lot of ways of paying tribute to Lucas.
Yep.
Is at 8 o'clock tonight, play Old Violin by Johnny Paycheck.
Because that is correct.
That was his deal on Classic Country Saturday night, was to listen to Old Violin by Johnny Paycheck. It would bring tears to his eyes.
One of the largest, funerals I've ever been to.
I was there at the hospital when he passed.
Me too.
And it was a difficult day. And of course, Shaney and her family, they're my neighbors. We live next door to each other right there on Squirrel Run Drive. Did some weed eating in the backyard. I think Hayes, instead of putting the oil gas mix, he just put straight gas in the weed eater. So they had to call in the reliever.
Just like his dad.
In 2011 Squirrel Run Drive, they called in the reliever, so I came in and took over in the backyard.
Let me give old Lucas a little shout out. And I know Action is a sponsor, and we love Action Specialties, but I love Lepre's as well, which was Lucas. I'm sporting my new HMGD shirt from my man Lucas's business.
Yeah, there
Lepre's,
we go.
And I just, when I wear this, I think of Lucas. It just is what it is.
Well, I've got, for the state championship game in 2017, and look, I'm not superstitious. I'm really not. Probably the least superstitious coach you'll ever meet. All right. But we played that game. I put on my Jimmy P card hat. So we're in a Superdome against Notre Dame. I had the Jimmy P card golf hat and a sweatshirt that Lucas made specifically for me that I still wear to this day. It's a really nice-looking black deal with some stuff on the sleeves. And so even though I felt like we didn't play well that first half, we had a comfortable lead. And so we went in well. You know, in the Superdome, it's cool. They keep it close to 70 degrees, but I started getting hot. So I'll never forget, I went in, and my nephew Corey was charging his phone because he wasn't on my staff. He was there. He was coaching somewhere else, and he just happened to be in there. And he's looking at me, and I started, and I'm like, I got to take this sweatshirt off. I'm sweating, you know, like crazy. And I got it halfway up my face, and I started thinking, Brent, you got Jimmy Picard's hat on and Lucas Lepre's sweatshirt on. What are you doing?
Don't you dare.
And I threw that thing back down. And I went out there and I sweat that whole second half. Yeah. But guess what? Lucas and Jimmy P were right there with me.
That's awesome.
Well, look, guys, thank you all for the shout-out. I just wanted to pass that out.
I'll tell you what, Hugh, that's a mature phone call from you, and I'm proud of you.
Hey.
Well, thank you, Coach.
I appreciate that.
Maybe on Friday we get together, have one of those margaritas right there for
Payne
Row.
Absolutely.
Row.
Iberia's premier.
Yes.
Golf spot.
That's it.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Hey.
I want
to tick off Leon Menville right now. Just want to let you know, Kane Rowe, Saturday, I birdied four of the last five, baby.
Y'all have a good day, guys.
All right, man.
All right, man. Bye.
That's funny.
Oh. I could have sworn. I would have bet.
Me too.
I'd have bet serious money that was Leon.
I was pause. I would have said I would have taken that wager.
No, but Lucas Lepre. Touched so many lives. You know. So I'm coaching at Kaplan, and one day I just brought up Lucas, and you don't. I didn't realize how many people they reached out to with business and all the different things, and they all knew. Oh, Lucas,
man,
yeah.
Such a gentle giant. You know, I grew up with Lucas. I've been knowing him since, I don't know, first to second grade, and always felt like he was one of my big brothers. You know, always had me under his wing.
Yep, he had a great relationship with Coach Jumonville. Had a great relationship with all the Lepre's, and Lucas was his dude, man. If June knew that we were running a whole bunch of sprints, and I'm going to tell you, Jumonville was sadistic when it came to sprints. I would never run kids. I was a big guy. I wanted to keep kids in shape all year long, so I never felt like I had to really hammer them.
Right.
But Jumonville, man, you know, sometimes we'd run 60, 70,
I don't think Lucas enjoyed sprints too much.
Well, what he would do when he knew it was going to be a day like that, he would put Lucas on the tractor and tell him to go cut the field.
Go sprint some ant killer.
And I remember telling him, Lucas, don't you go past second gear.
That's great stuff.
Oh, I remember that very well.
Oh, that's good stuff. Great way to start the morning.
Yep. So, let's see. We got a couple of heavy hitters coming on today. So, we got Jeremy in the second segment. We got Jeremy Bonin, assistant. Girls, ladies, got to stress
women's
ladies.
Basketball women, coach. Women's. Yep, Southern University.
And then we've got Brian Brown, just ecstatic to have this guy on. If you don't remember Brian Brown, I'm going to introduce you to him. And if you do remember him, we're going to reintroduce. Unbelievable athlete in the finished at 85 in Nish.
Man, I got someone texting me, Coach. He said, ask Coach Brent about belly flops in the mud when we were up by 40 points.
We weren't up 40. We were not up 40.
38.
Okay, I'm going to tell that story.
They're texting me about the belly flops.
Okay, so freshman basketball, the only year I ever coached basketball in my life, okay? Of course, I played basketball. I enjoyed it. But it's just the coaching part of it.
You're kind of like Dickie Hyke. They just put you in the foul.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Hey, I filled it up every now and then.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know.
All right. So, anyway, freshman team, we were really good. It was the juniors that ended up losing in the quarters to Randy Livingston in 94. Okay, so it's that junior class, which Zach Blanchard, yeah. All those guys, we could flat out play.
Shout out to Musso.
Yeah, all those guys. Smitty, Musso, Richie, who's not with us, yep. just so many great basketball
Micah
players.
Micah Broussard.
Oh, yeah, Micah. So
Garrett Terrio.
Yeah, Garrett popping the threes from the corner. So we're about to play Edie White, and it was a marquee game for the freshmen because we actually were playing prior to the varsity game. So we had a real crowd, a full gym, the whole deal, and my team was acting like a bunch of idiots before the game during layups. And they're coming down with rebounds. And I remember them screaming, Mutombo! and just acting like fools.
Yeah.
So, and look, nobody could get away with this today. I can't believe I got away with it then. So we play them at halftime. It's not 40 points. We're barely winning the game if we were winning.
That's coach talk.
It is storming outside. I told him, I said, head your tails to the trees.
That's hilarious.
I made them go run in a driving rainstorm in their basketball gear.
In their basketball uniform, which were probably white.
They came back in, kind of cleaned up, came in. Then we beat them by 40.
Yeah, a little motivation.
That's when we beat them by 40. All right.
Was it 93 against Livingston or 94?
I want to say 94. No, it was 93. It was 93. Because the class of 94. Yes. It was the class of 94.
Which was my class.
That was the class. That was, you got it.
Yeah, I just don't remember.
No, it was 93.
Our junior year.
The class, Eric Landry would have been the class of 93 and those guys.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do. I want to talk about a little sports history. I want to throw one out there because it jumped at me this morning. We've got a couple of minutes before we get to Jeremy after the break. So this morning, I'm going through, and I've got three pretty cool things, two especially, that really jumped out at me. And I'm going to leave one of them, hopefully, when Teddy gets here, because I want Teddy to be here to talk about it, because it's got not only got to do with golf, but a local golfer. Not born locally, but became local. But in 1975, Muhammad Ali went 15 rounds with Chuck Wepner. They actually did. I'm not sure if it was a 30 for 30. I think it was, but one of those lookbacks. Chuck Wepner. That actually inspired the movie Rocky.
Okay.
It inspired Sylvester Stallone to write the screenplay Rocky, because if you know in the first Rocky installment, Rocky doesn't win.
Yeah.
But he goes the distance.
Yes, he does.
He goes the distance with Apollo Creed.
Eye of the Tiger.
Well, that actually came in three. Oh, Rocky three. Come on, man. If we're gonna talk Rocky, you gotta get it straight, Eric.
Okay.
Bill Conti wrote all that music too for those Rocky.
Yeah, and Leroy Neiman was the artist that did all the stuff.
I feel like I'm the only one here that's not a walking encyclopedia. Some days I walk out like, God, I don't know any sports history.
But Conti was an LSU graduate.
Was he really?
Yes. English or some type of.
Yeah, but it, really, really interesting. You Google Chuck Wepner and look at his life and had some tough times, but went the distance with the champ. And
he was from New Iberia? Is that what you said?
No. But he was mercilessly beaten by – I mean, just Ali just tore this guy apart. And Wepner was already a bleeder. And he had one of these flat faces that you could just tell had been beaten on. But he went the distance with the champ.
Flat nose.
Big flat nose. That nose, it had no
– Big
no,
guy, though. Big
oh,
guy.
Yeah. He was a big guy.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say up from the Northeast, and it was actually a movie done, okay, relative to Chuck Wepner. So, good stuff. Well, we're almost at the bottom of the hour, so to give Jeremy some time, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go to a break right now. Remember, it's 367-1240, www.cane1240.com, and we will have assistant women's Southern basketball coach.
Yes, sir.
Jeremy Bonan.
New Iberia native.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's DJ Mabrutta. Jimmy Carrier back on Friday. Saturday, it's cross country. Sunday, Kip Sonier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 5 to 8, most drinks, half price.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit FrankSpecialtyFitnessEquipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right.
Welcome back.
Great talk with Hugh earlier, talking about the great Lucas Leipry. Talked a little boxing. Now we're about to go to some
basketball, baby.
SWAC women's basketball. We got Jeremy Bonan, New Iberian native, in the house to talk about what he's doing with his life, where he's been, where he's going. Jeremy, how you doing?
Good morning, Coach. It's a pleasure to be on the radio with you this morning. I'd like to start by saying just how big of a fan I am of everything you've accomplished in your career.
Man, I appreciate that.
I've followed you since I was a kid, and the one thing I will say about Brent Indes is he's a winner, and what he's doing with this radio talk show is nothing short of amazing.
Well, especially on Wednesdays, Jeremy. Especially on Wednesdays, yeah, when Eric Height comes in, right?
That's when I'm winning big time. That's when I'm shutting people up.
Well, when you got Eric Height with you on the radio, that even
that's
blows,
what I'm talking about,
blows
Jeremy.
The radio thing out the building even more.
That's what I'm talking about.
So,
well, you know, what I'm going to do eventually, I'm going to figure out a way where I can slip in here, maybe hit my head on the wall and have Eric represent.
That's right. Only the best.
You in good hands, baby. You in good hands.
That's it.
Well, thanks for coming on, Jeremy.
Jeremy, so just a little history. Talk about your youth here.
Okay.
And maybe influences you had and the youth sports that you played and things like that growing up right here in the Barry.
Well, you know, for me, it obviously started in the recreation department league in the city park. You know, I had some really, really, really good high school coaches. Right at the top of the head, I can remember making an all-star team in recreation department, and I had a coach named Coach Lassane. And I don't see him much often, lately, but he had a fond impact. They had a star player at that time in New Iberia, and I remember us having an AAU team, and he kicked the kid out of the gym and never came back. And from that moment on, I was like, man, he can impact. If he can do that, what can he do with me? Because I ain't nearly as talented as him. And he made a big impact on my life. I mean, he probably doesn't understand how much, but he does. And then from there, I had Miss Martha Antoine, who coached me, who I later on coached her granddaughter, who, as I got older, who coached me in Biddy basketball, which was monumental for me. And then from there, got to go to, I got cut in middle school at Bell Place. Probably was the right thing to do. I wasn't as good as I got later in life. Then I went to Iberia Middle, got to play under legendary coach, Coach Baptiste, who's not here with us anymore. At Coach New Iberia for so long. And from there, got to play for Coach Russell Menard at New Iberia. That wasn't always easy, but it made me who I am today for sure. And then just a long list of, people after that. Coach Findow, who's at Anderson Middle School, has always been a mentor. Coach Broussard, even now with Todd Russ being over at New Iberia, he's one of the, in my mind, he's one of the best coaches in New Iberia ever, or in high school basketball ever. But those are some of the people who, definitely molded me into who I am today. And, it just continued on and continued on. And then I got to my first job, coaching junior college basketball with Michael Landers over at Baton Rouge Community College and at Trinity Valley, where we were able to go on to win a national title about eight years ago now. And then where I am now, I work for a great person. I've been lucky and blessed to have always worked with good people. My times at coaching at New Iberia with Coach Robert Pickney, mm-hmm. I mean, he sacrificed so much for me to be where I am right now, stepping to the side, letting me run the team as a glorified assistant coach, and of course, Mr. Landry over there at New Iberia, putting up with a bunch of my stuff, just allowing me. It wasn't always easy. I know it wasn't always easy. I mean, Coach, you know that. I mean, you know how it is to be hard on people, and
yep.
Sometimes you misunderstood. But it's definitely shaped me into who I am and the person I am, for sure.
Jeremy, it's funny you say that when you talked about Lassane running that guy out of the gym, and there's such a fine line between do I try to save a guy, or is this guy going to muddy up this pool so much that I got to let him go?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is one of the most difficult things for somebody in that type of position, because it's so easy to say, oh, well, man, if I let that kid go, it's going to ruin him. Well, you know what? What if he ruins everybody else?
Right.
Well, right.
Maybe if it's maybe that's what he needs.
Exactly. You know? And sometimes when you cut them off, they will come back on their own.
That's right.
So, and again, that is always such a difficult decision when you're in control of some lives.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. So, moving on.
Well, you know, real quick.
Go ahead.
It's the impact, as Jeremy said, of someone who coached him and mentored him as a young child in Benny basketball. The fact that he still remembers Coach Lassane, that's what's important in my mind with these young kids. You know, they remember impactful adults that are coaching them, mentoring them, even as young as Benny basketball.
Absolutely.
No question.
So what led you to the women's game? I mean, was it by chance? Was it something that you saw an opportunity? What got you going in that direction?
Well, that's funny you ask that, because y'all covered them this year for sure. There's two little girls over at Highland Baptist right now that are making a
Marin for sure.
But the two Olivier girls.
Okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
We're gonna get Carol in here.
Their mom, Allison Saunders, was playing. My first year coaching was under Coach Menard, coach of freshman basketball. I remember I was at a volleyball game, and we had just finished freshman basketball. I think they had just came in the gym or were getting ready to go to practice, and she came up to me and she's like, "Man, Coach, look, we could really use some help, you know." And at the time, I'm like, "No, I'm not coaching. I'm not doing that. You know, I'm not doing that." And so, little be known, the next day, I mosey on out to the court just to kind of watch to see what's going on. And of course, she beelines to me and like, "Hey, I'm glad you came." And that was it. You know, here I am 20 years later. And, if she doesn't ask me to coach women's basketball or girls basketball at the time, I'm almost positive that I would not be coaching it today, especially being blessed enough to coach that Division I college level. She's really the one who, you know, needs to be, you know, I'm thankful to, because, you know, if she hadn't asked that or even thought enough to ask me, somebody who was at that time, I was 20 years old, man.
So is that Carol Olivier's mother?
Wife.
Okay, I got you. And that's his two daughters that currently play for Highland, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and it just started from there for me, man. And then, you know, Coach, I mean, it wouldn't be right for me to be on the radio and not even give credit to all my former players that I've had that walked the line, so to speak, I guess, and did what I asked them to do, like the Kiara Anthony's of the world who played at Louisiana Tech, and Dyreka Hills, and owner Charles, and Gigi Williams of the world, and Yuri Jolivet, who, you know, played. You know, I had a lot of talent, and if they don't go out and do what they did, then I wouldn't have the opportunity I have now, for sure.
Maybe talk about you as an assistant. What are you? How do y'all break it up? Are you more geared toward defense? Are you more geared toward offense? Is there a specific thing that you're doing relative to the Lady Jags?
I'm blessed with that too, Coach, and Coach and Eric. I mean, Coach Funches, Coach Pugh brought me here 4 years ago. She called me up. Coach Funches called me up for Coach Pugh, brought me in, and from day one, man, she didn't treat me like a rookie. You know, like I thought I would have been getting treated, even though I was, you know, of age. You know, at the time I was 35 years old when I got here. You know, now I'm 39, but I'm allowed to do everything and everything I want pretty much on the defensive side. Of course, Coach Funches oversees it, but he really just, you know, he really doesn't second guess or question or, you know, look over me, so to speak. He kind of lets me do what I want to do. You know, now with that comes a lot of responsibility, you know, kind of like being pretty much, Coach Indez, I'm the defensive coordinator.
I got it. Yeah, and that's what I was wondering, because I know that's the way, you know, basketball has evolved so much in that how they do tend to split that up now and give, you know, a certain responsibilities relative to that. So what you say is time to go 1-3-1, you go on 1-3-1.
That's it. Boxing one, baby.
I mean, it's very – I will say this, and, you know, you don't have that. And I've been – that's something I've been lucky with. You have – you know, I have been, you know, high school with Coach Pickney, college with Coach Pugh and Coach Funches, you know, Coach Landers when I was at Valley. I mean, I've been blessed to work for some people who have allowed me to go out and make decisions and you know, make the mistakes and learn from them. You know, the guy I work for now, y'all, is just, I mean, he's A1. I mean, he's gonna let you be you. And I mean, I guess that's my biggest thing for me is, you know, letting me be me. And, you know, I do some other things. I mean, primarily I do the defense. I work on scheduling. I do our Division I schedule, which ain't always easy. You know, equipment and stuff like that. But I really don't do a whole lot besides the bat, except for when we're in season with the defense. I mean, that's a lot of my job, for sure.
Well, Jeremy, look, man, I'm proud of you. I'll tell Coach and I'll tell the listening audience, I met Jeremy through his association with the startup, the restartup with Iberia Parish Biddy Basketball. I guess that was about 7-8 years ago, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, that's about right.
Iberia
yeah.
Parish didn't have Biddy Basketball, and Jeremy and Coach Todd Russ and Josh Gilbo helped reintroduce it to the kids of this area. And that's when I met Jeremy when my son was playing at about a seven, eight years old.
And I tell you, Iberia Parish is starting to feel the effects of that now. Because, you know, it was this – and look, got nothing against soccer, but it was that whole soccer rush that really just kind of started dwarfing youth basketball. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead.
No. So
– Well, there was I was going to say – Right. I was going to say this, watching as I'm coaching in New Iberia, you're looking at the kids in the recreation department not getting the same experience that you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Coach Russ being from White Castle, then, you know, and Josh playing Biddy, all of us are sitting there, all coaches in New Iberia, you know, watching all these other programs around the state build through the recreation department. We're looking like, and we don't have that.
Yeah, where's our Biddy?
So we had to, you know, we had to better ourselves. We knew, you know, and I got out 4 years ago, and Coach Russ has still got it going. I know Josh is out now, but, you know, where it's gone from the first year where we had like 120 something kids to where it is now, where it's going near over 500, you know, that's what it needs to be. That's where it should be at, you know. I hope we can get, you know, I hope Coach Russ can continue to get more kids after this COVID year, because that's what you need to keep the numbers going, especially in girls basketball.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't much, you have to have that.
Absolutely.
You know, you have to have that.
Well, yeah. Jeremy, promise me that in the future we're going to be able to get you back. Maybe not only to talk, because first of all, once you especially get into next season, I'd love you to talk more about your team, but also maybe – you know, maybe just some basketball expertise if we're talking Final Four or whatever, because I know you're watching it on TV.
Yeah. Oh, I watch it every chance I get.
So you know what? When we move into the Final Four, would you be interested in maybe coming back on and we can talk about it? I was telling Turbo right here, my partner in crime in the studio, as much as, you know, I was rooting for LSU like most other Louisianians, but I'm all of a sudden become a Michigan fan, and I hate Michigan, okay? But seeing Juwan Howard go back to his home school, be an icon like he is, and be a hard-nosed, just solid coach like he's doing, all of a sudden I think I'm pulling for the cotton-picking Wolverines, and I can't believe it.
Well, it was part of the Fab Five. I can't bet against the Fab Five.
But I don't root for Yankees. I mean, Jeff Boggs is over here. He's probably shaking his head. But I just, you know, from the South, you just don't root for teams in the Big Ten. But I tell you what, just seeing Juwan Howard on that sideline, coaching his tail off.
No question.
Yeah, I don't know, it just kind of bit me a little bit.
And for me, I'm over here, you know, of course, we had Southern, we're in the SWAC, we're in a smaller conference. You know, obviously, naturally, you just start pulling for underdogs no matter who they are. You know, so like a Loyola Chicago for me, you know, watching what they're doing and you know, and those kind of Oral Roberts and people like that. I mean, you want them to go as far you know, you really want them to win the whole thing. You know it's going to be very difficult, you know, because they got some really good teams, Baylor and Gonzaga and all them out there. But you really just
yeah, yeah, I agree.
You really just, and look, I'd like to say one other thing, Brent. You know, to those kids out there that I know this is who y'all doing the radio show for is, you know, my whole life I've been getting told you can't do this without this and you can't do that without this. And, you know, just keep following your dreams, you know, because mine is sure came true. You know, coaching at this level, that was always a dream of mine. And don't ever let anybody tell you can't do anything. That's amazing.
I love it.
Great advice. Look, Jeremy, there's a strong following of Southern grads and alumni in Iberia Parish. I graduated from Southern Law School, Southern University Law Center. I know about the yard. I mean, I rolled on there for 3 years. But there's a strong following here. So anytime we can get you back to promote your brand, promote your girls, promote your school, you hit me up.
Well, look, anytime y'all need me, y'all two guys, y'all doing great things. I
got to work on my crossover.
We're going to make a date. Come Final Four time. We're going to get some expertise from Jeremy Bonin.
Hold on. Who you got, winning all, Jeremy?
I don't know if it's going to be expertise, but I don't mind giving an opinion here and there.
who you got winning it all?
I think it's going to – I'm a defensive guy. You know, I want Coach Mark Few at Gonzaga to win, but me being who I am, I just think it's going to be really hard to oust Baylor when it gets down to the nitty-gritty.
Really?
Because I think they're so good defensively, and yet they can score the ball. I think that's a very dangerous combination. And they're well coached, you know, and he's overdue too. I've seen either one of those guys would be good for the game for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, good deal. Well, we're going to wrap it up right here, Jeremy. And again, thank you so much. We're going to be talking to you again soon. And you have a great day.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, guys. Care, I appreciate any time.
Yes, okay, sir.
Thank you.
All right, man. What a fine young man.
Yeah, great guy.
Just loving again. Another one. One of Iberia Parish's finest, moving on and doing great things.
Another successful story.
Was a heck of a player, and didn't talk much about that. Just you can tell, humble guy.
He has a passion passion for the game.
Yeah,
I felt that whenever I was with him around Biddy basketball.
Mentioned two names that I know very well, and Glenn Fondell and Gerald Broussard, who had a lot of input on him too over at Anderson Middle. Two good guys I've known a long time.
Well, we're gonna go from one guy that's moved on to do well, and this next guy, of course, this one hits me a little closer to home because I played Biddy basketball with this guy. Going to say in late 70s, who went on to just an unbelievable athletic career and is doing well in his personal life right now, the great Brian Brown. So we will be right back right here at 367-1240, Kane1240.com.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties.
open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties, come and get you some.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with L.A. Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at L.A. Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. L.A. Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back. Just got off the phone with Jeremy Bonan, who's assistant women's basketball coach at Southern University, doing great. But this next guy, hadn't talked to him in so long since we were kids. Brian, how are you doing?
Coach, I'm doing well. Doing very well. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Good, good, yeah.
Dude, it you sound exactly the same way you did when we were 12 years old. It's just amazing. It's funny. So you sent me, Brian had texted me a picture of our Biddy basketball team, I think when we were 10.
Wow.
And I had I found that. My wife found it in the attic, and I took a picture of it because, of course, there's no better way now to preserve a picture than just taking a picture of a picture and putting it on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that week I had actually talked to Verge, so I posted it on Facebook. So that's where Verge got that picture from.
Got it.
Up from my attic. It was torn up a little bit at the bottom. But you know what was funny, Brian? Back then when I was playing ball with guys like you and Verge and Stephen Bean and Leroy Etienne and David Dominic, I thought I was just as good as y'all. That's what's so funny.
That is
funny. Back then I was just like, man, these guys, they need to get me the ball.
Hey, Brent, if I remember correctly, I know it's been a long time, but I don't think you ever saw a shot you didn't like.
Oh, no.
you put the ball up.
see, Brian, so I thought he was just put in the game to foul people, but he said, no, I'll just
No. When I got older, that was more of my forte, because that's when I started realizing that I wasn't that good. You know, when I was playing with you guys and we were all close to the same height, wasn't like anybody was that taller or anything than anybody else. And then all of a sudden, I lose track, and they're 6'4", and I'm still 5'9". It's just so funny. I got to give a shout out. I know he's listening right now. Shannon Pecco is actually the guy that gave me your number.
Yeah. So I have this huge smile on my face right now, just because not only the photo, but just thinking about those times when you mentioned Shannon Pecco, Leroy Etienne, Stephen Bean. I mean, I knew then how special that time was and how special it was for me to be a part of it. So I'm like you, Brent, Coach Andes, those guys were amazing, and I felt special just to be a part of it all. I had a little game. I think you had a lot of game. But at the same time, it was just, it was fun representing and coming together to do some special things. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt. I go back and I think of Mr. L.J. Segura, and I think of Mr. Falgu.
Absolutely.
Out in Darby. Mr. Oliver, Jack Oliver, I think was my coach for Houston Systems.
Back
in the day, and just so many wonderful people that had an effect on us,
And
what was funny, and I don't get political on this show, but what's so great about that time, we didn't realize that was right after integration, okay? We didn't know anything
not
about that.
All.
That's the beauty of
I mean, and I really wonder if you had that same – feeling that I didn't, you know, I grew up Newton. I grew up with a buddy, Newton Thompson. I don't know if you knew Newton, you know.
Of course I know Newton. Everybody knew Newton Thompson.
So Brian,
he was my neighbor.
Yeah, so right down Railroad, I guess. Yeah. So, I get the same box that my wife got that picture that you just texted me. There was an old album, and every year I would put who my best friend was. And in first through fourth grade, it was Newton Thompson was my guy. But again, we didn't think about that back then.
That's right.
We were all just thrown together, and that was like, hey, that's my buddy. That's my buddy, and that's what we did. And
just
And again, I think we both we can feel each other smile straight through the telephone line.
Yeah. So it's worth saying, too, that it was it was a very special time, and not from any parent, any individual, anybody who's running the whole bitty league that I feel anything or know any different than just opportunity and being together with guys that I really enjoy being with. And it was a special time, and I say was because I think sometimes things change and we miss the organic opportunity of young people getting together and enjoying each other's company. And, so that's why the smile comes. That's why when Verge texted me, we spent time like we're doing now. We just reminisced and we went back and talked about how great those times were for us. And when I look at the names, and I think about where those folks are now, some of them I know, some of them I don't know where they are, but, they're very special to me. And, what I heard from you, definitely a no-brainer just to connect with you this morning.
Well, so let's move on. So, I know you had a great basketball career, played with some great players. Who was it? Coach Batiste? Was Coach Batiste your coach at that time?
Yeah. So Coach Batiste was my coach. And, you know, I got a chance to watch. I had an older brother who played for Coach Batiste. And, you know, he was a rock. And I knew that when I was going to get that opportunity, he was going to get in me a little bit and make me better. And so he was a good guy, a great person that I stayed in touch with well beyond my high school career and became a mentor for me in many ways.
So we move forward, and like, you know, we just, you know, I go to my school, you go to yours, we grow apart, and then all of a sudden one day I'm just reading the paper, because I was always a Sports Illustrated newspaper, going to read it cover to cover from the time I was a little kid until I got older. Actually, I'm still that way. And all of a sudden, Brian Brown is high jumping these.
Right.
It's just crazy. I mean, what got you started?
Yeah.
In track?
So I'll be honest with you, man. When I started in track, I did track because my friends were doing it, and I was horrible, and I was a hurdler, and I would jump so high over the hurdler and be so slow just to finish the race. Though I'd get a 1 point for our team. That was my role, but that was my way of being with the guys. But when I was jumping so high off the hurdle, somebody said, well, I don't want you to try a high jump. And it was Donald Batiste who said, Brian, try. I went to let me tell you exactly what happened. In the ninth grade, after basketball season, in the summer, I went to a basketball camp. It was Bobby Pascal basketball camp at Southwest Louisiana. And at that camp, Brent, I kid you not, before the camp started, it was a gym of about 100 guys. I went up for a layup and kept going and went up pretty high for the first time. I don't know where it came from. I'm telling you. And I dunked the basketball for the first time at this camp. And I thought, why do they have these basketball go so low? You know, where camp is about to start. And then so guys start gathering around. And I started, like, two-hand dunking. I had a basket at my home. About 9 foot, that I could do reverse dunks, all kind of stuff. So I just started doing all those things I knew, and guys started gathering around. And at that camp, I won a dunk contest. So in the 10th grade, when I went to New Iberia Senior High, Donald Batiste said, Brian, you going to high jump? I said, Coach, you haven't heard. I'm a basketball player, man. He said, no, you're going to try high jump. And I was horrible. But I stuck with it, won the state championships as a sophomore, junior, and then went on.
Finished in 85, so that would have been 83, 84.
Finished in 85, so it was 83. Yeah, but that's where I met Hollis Conway. That's where I met some of the people that really was very instrumental in my high jumping career. And, man, my first year, I went to Southeast Louisiana basketball track scholarship. They dropped their track program. I transferred to Northwestern State in Natchitoches, but I had to sit out in basketball. And when I sat out in basketball, high jump just took off. I went 7 feet one, then 7'3", 7'5", and then eventually 7 feet 8 inches and won a U.S. national championship than NCAA championship.
So oh, yeah. Now,
it just happened that way.
And Brian, we were actually alluding to that the other day on the show, that people just don't get. So I'm going to throw out three names. I'm going to say Brian Brown. I'm going to say Hollis Conway. I'm going to say Neil Guidry.
Neil Guidry. Kaplan, absolutely.
I worked with Neil's wife in Abbeville at one point. I got to know Neil has done – Neil is with Walmart, but, like, he's a big-time executive.
I heard.
Hollis
told me. And Neil Guidry, if you just let him know that Brian Brown said, what's up, man? I mean
– While we're saying that, George LaFrance, I'm going to share George LaFrance's number with you. Every time I bring in a new guy, George hits me up on Facebook.
I love George.
And he says, Coach, please give him my number and tell him I said, what's up? So George LaFrance from Arizona says, what's up, Brian?
Well, I know George very well, and I know that he has been big time for a lot of people, so that's huge. And, you know, man, special time. Like, while Neil and Hollis and I were big time competitors, we pulled for each other every time in the high jump. Hollis Conway was in my wedding, a friend to this day. I mean, I can go on and on about a lot of these guys, but while we were very competitive, we were really close at the same time.
Well, Brian, go ahead and let us know what are you doing today, where you're living, if you don't mind, and what's Brian Brown's life like today?
So sport has opened up every door for me. Without a scholarship, I couldn't go to college. And so I've gone on to work in higher education in sports. So I'm a deputy athletic director in the SEC at the University of Missouri. I'm over all of sports medicine for Mizzou. I'm over all of sports psychology, over all of our student athlete development, all of our inclusion and diversity efforts now. I'm over the sport of softball. I'm over the sport of men and women swimming and diving. I'm over the sport of track and field and cross country.
Wow. So you and Verge are in the same wheelhouse.
Yeah, family. LSU and then Missouri. So I see him at different games, and we connect when they came here this past year. We spent some time on the field. It was awesome. I mean, just two boys from New Iberia. We're reminiscing again. And so, you know, we're in a good place to where we are impacting young people in sport. That's what happened to me. So I feel like it's not even work, because I get the privilege of working in an arena that changed my life. Yeah. And so working in sport has done that. And I know, Brent, you've done the same thing. And I follow you as a coach. You've impacted young people's lives. You're doing it still today. So I'm proud of what you're doing, and I'm proud of the opportunity we get to do by using sport to make a difference in young people's lives.
Brian, my heart's so big right now. You talking Verge, talking Brian. Just promise me this, man. When you come back into town, please hit me up. We got to do lunch.
No doubt.
You know, man, we could get Verge involved. I mean, you know, we'll call Shannon. We'll get John Delahousie. We'll just start reaching out. We could have. I mean, we'll have a reunion at my house, man. We got to do something. I ran into Alton Darby Jr. the other day.
You
know, so it's just crazy how.
Well, Alton was cool, man. I mean, all those guys, Ron Segura. I mean, the impact. Like, when you think back, I mean, I think back, if I don't come across some of those guys and have that kind of influence, I don't know if I'll go on to do some of the things that I've done.
How long have you been at Missouri?
Yeah, I've been here. So I was here for 7 years, 93 to 2000. I went to Drake University for 16 years. I was the director of the Drake Relays, a huge track meet in the U.S.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did that for 11 years.
Well, I want to say that the picture relay I posted on my Facebook page actually has you attempting. You're about to attempt 7-7 at the Drake Relays.
7-7, you got it. Yep, you got it. And then I went on to do that and then came back. I've been back at Mizzou for 4 years. My wife, man. 92 Olympic silver medalist in the 400 meters. She's the associate head coach here in track and field.
You can't beat DNA, so, folks.
Yeah.
You can't beat DNA.
It's all good. It's all good. But things are good. Three kids. My son is high jumping and basketball here at a local college. My daughter played basketball here at Mizzou. And my youngest is graduating from high school. So all is good and everybody's doing well.
Curious about one thing. So a good friend of mine was actually the offensive coordinator at Missouri, I'm going to say 3 years ago, Derek Dooley. Did you ever cross paths with Derek?
Absolutely, yeah. Derek Dooley, also Georgia, right?
Is that correct? Yeah, I worked for Derek. I became friends with Derek in the early 2000s when he was recruiting for LSU, and actually ended up working for Derek at Louisiana Tech for a year.
Yeah, Derek did a great job, offensive coordinator, and just took Drew Locke. correct. Another level and do some great work for correct. Him. So, absolutely.
Brian, hey, good morning. This is Eric Hike. I just have a quick, I want to tie something in as well to UL.
Absolutely.
I'm assuming you were at Missouri when Brian Maggart was there?
Yeah, so, man, Brian Maggart is my dude. I'm actually in the office that he used to be in.
Okay.
Sitting here right now. And Brian and I connected at many, many levels. And Brian Maggart, I knew when Mr. Alden did the search and picked Brian Maggart, I knew that UL was getting a fantastic individual.
He's
and so I know Brian very well.
He's unbelievable. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah, he is. And so I lost my mom. For example, I lost my mom February 19th. When I came to New Iberia to do her eulogy, who walks in the door? In a little town in Freetown, in New Iberia,
wow.
Freetown. It's Brian Maggart and Hollis Conway.
Wow.
And so you got to just imagine the type of man that he is. And so he and his family. So, yeah, I appreciate you bringing up Brian.
Yeah, so I'm on the RCAF board. I've gotten to know UL's athletic director, Brian Maggart, if people don't know who he's speaking of. Mm-hmm. Hollis Conway's also on that board. Just fine quality men with strong Christian morals.
No doubt. And
I love that he's brought in a number of deputy assistants that have the same philosophy and moral character as him. And I think that's why our university, UL, has been successful since Brian's landed in Lafayette.
No doubt. Yeah. And we'll continue to be successful. And so, you know, if we had time, I would tell you something that changed my life for the better.
Absolutely.
It would take about 30 seconds or whatever. So when I was high jumping at New Iberia at the state meet, and there was a guy at the state championships in at Brown Stadium in Ruston or whatever it is in Northeast Louisiana. And there was a guy walking around the high jump apron saying, "Man, you should have stayed home. I don't know why you came." I'm like, "Man, this is the high jump. You don't play defense. What are you talking about?" The guy, he was so obnoxious. He just stood out in my mind like, "Who is this guy?" And his name was Eric Willard Lee. Eric Lee from Thibodeau, from Homa. And so, man, I was like, whatever. And so the meet occurred. I won the meet. I went to, like I said, to Southeast Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
dropped track. I transferred to Northwestern. When I walk in my dorm room, guess who was my roommate?
Eric Lee.
Willard Lee. But when I engaged him, he was so different. And it was because of his faith. And I watched him for a long time. I watched him. I was like, man, this can't be real. And as I got to know this brother, he is the one who led me to my relationship with the Lord, and that changed my life.
Wow.
And I had to see Eric the way he was so I could really know for me what was different. And he led me in that dorm room. He led me into another place in my faith, and he was the best man in my wedding, a friend to this day. So that propelled me, I feel, more than anything, to go on and do some of the things that I've done.
That's a great
story. So I wanted to share that because I think that's important.
No, I think that's fabulous.
Yeah.
And thank you for sharing that. Well, Brian, man, you know, this is another one that we could just talk all day. But
yeah. I know it.
It's been such a pleasure. Of course, you know, we're talking to a lot of guys that parlayed their success as athletes in Iberia Parish from many different eras, but of course that era that I was a part of, I'm always going to be partial to. When I get guys like you and Verge and the different people we're getting on the show, man, it just warms my heart.
It's impressive, Coach. I mean,
I met these guys
through this program, and it's impressive.
And being able to it's so fun when I can just go, because sometimes I'll say, hey, can you send me a picture? But, you know, I just Google you, and boom, there you are. There you are about to attempt 7-7 at the Drake Relays. I'm like, okay, I don't even have to bother them. I got a good pick to tease the show. You know, so, again, thank you so much.
So the final question, Coach, maybe, can you still dunk?
Wait up.
You know what?
You give me a good 7-foot goal, I can go off.
You, Coach, I'm talking to Brian. Can Brian still throw down a reverse two-handed dunk?
Yeah, so I'll be honest with you. So right now, Brent, Coach Enda, can jump higher than me.
No. I got that credit card vertical, Brian. You know, I learned the hard way. I learned the hard way that I would stress to my kids as a coach about fast twitch and slow twitch muscles, and how I would stress to the kids, because, of course, I never was a jumper anyway, but I would stress to them, I said, guys, don't jog. do not go out and jog. It's better to power walk than to jog.
Yeah.
Because when you jog, and you because I became a jogger for like 5 to 7 years. That's the way I kept weight off. But you're teaching your body to be slow. You're teaching your body. You are training your body to be unexplosive.
Slow twitch muscles.
So
the
already the plethora of slow twitch muscles I already had were enhanced by my 5 to 7 years of running some 5Ks, some 10Ks, and doing like that. So you know, I stressed to him because believe me, it was when it, you
so
remember when it became
George
big.
You're looking for slow twitch athletes.
Oh yeah, no. You remember when it became big to slap the backboard, you know, with a layup?
Yeah, oh yeah.
When
I
got to the point where I could just barely slap the back of that
backboard.
Everybody in the gym knew it because you were slapping it hard.
And I couldn't slap it with two hands. It was only with one.
I hear you. Now, so basketball has been my first love more than track. So even when I was competing, I stayed on the court. And when I was on the court, that's where I had all my real injuries. So I tore my ACL in 93. So at the height, in the middle of my career, and I was able to come back in 96 and jump 7'7" again.
Wow.
But then I tore, that was on the left, my plant leg. In 2006, I was still high flying after my career. And then I tore my ACL on my right leg. So I've got, no, I'm not jumping anymore, Coach. I'm swinging the golf club best I can.
Good.
And that's
well,
it.
You know what? We can do that, too, now. We can set up a golf game anywhere you want around here. That would be.
When I get back to New Iberia, I'll find you and we'll figure it out.
You got it, Brian.
I heard the commercial and I was before I came on. So
I got my own golf cart, buddy. I live on number 10 at Kane Row, so we just hop
all
on
right.
And jump on.
I like it.
Brian, God bless you, man, and I appreciate you so much for coming on. And I can't wait to catch up some more.
Looking forward to it, and thank you for doing what you're doing, and I appreciate it. It was a special time, and people need to know that it's real. It's very real, so thank you so much.
Good deal.
Thank you, Brian. Have a great day.
All right. Peace. Bye.
I might be in the best mood I've ever been in my life right now after talking
to that
guy.
He even ended the phone call by saying peace. That was my deal.
I'm just telling you. That guy has not changed since he was 10 years old.
Great guy.
He's just always a mild-mannered guy.
Positive attitude, you can tell. People like that will be successful regardless of what avenue they take.
Should have told him to take it easy on the Tigers this year.
You're right. You're right.
They're Tigers, but the LSU Tigers.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, so...
Man, all roads lead back to New Iberia.
Yep. We go from Jeremy Bonan to Brian Brown, two just fine individuals that have moved on in their life and just done great things. And dog it, that was fun.
Yeah, that's a good deal. I mean, you know, when I started this journey with you, I didn't imagine the amount of successful athletes from Iberia Parish that we would be talking to.
Oh yeah, and we have so many more.
Yeah, that's what makes this is awesome. I love it.
It's funny because
I don't think you ever touched the backboard.
I spitballed a list at the beginning, and so many of these guys were in the immediately came out. But I've tried to spread them out. You don't want to get all your marquee guys. All in 1 month or 1 week. So you spread them out, because we have so many more. The Mark Romans, the Johnny Hectors, the...
Gary Terrio.
I mean, really, just so many great players that went on to do great things. I hit up Ernie Lanson often when we're talking at Kane Row and about some of the guys that he coached. Some of the just iconic names that'll stick in my head until I'm gone. So we're gonna be right back. We're at number. Are we at 28 or no? We're at 28.
Yeah.
We're at 28.
Van Wheat.
All right. We're at 28. This is a guy that actually Father Garrett Savoy told me that I think his middle name he was named after.
Really?
Okay. So,
Father Garrett could get in the ring too.
Oh, absolutely! I wouldn't want any part of him.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, he put the Grizzly Smith. You do the splash. He would just literally jump on you. It was like a belly flop right on top of you. Father Garrett do that to you. You ain't getting up, pal.
Thank you.
You ain't getting up.
He does that some of the parishioners.
That's not enough cash, Pope.
Yeah, he's a Pio. He's a Pio graduate.
We forgive him.
We forgive him. All right, so we're going to be right back with 28, talk a couple of more things. Teddy, I'm going to get you on because it's an anniversary of something that happened in golf that I know you remember very well. So we're going to talk about that when we come right back here on Bayou Sports.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit FrankSpecialtyFitnessEquipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's DJ Mabrutta. Jimmy Carrier back on Friday. Saturday, it's cross country. Sunday, Kip Saunier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 5 to 8, most drinks, half price.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right. After an exhilarating conversation with Brian Brown and before that, Jeremy Bonan.
Got the juices flowing, man.
We're gonna switch gears. We'll talk a little sports history first. And I've got our resident golf expert, Mr. Teddy Sliman.
Take it easy.
Former Louisiana Open champion, 1981.
That's it.
You were a baby then.
No, I was a freshman in high school.
Milner Sun Connaught.
Eric was a baby.
Milner Sun Connaught.
Were you born yet?
I was five.
Okay. All right.
I was running around Iberia.
I'm just glad you were born.
Yeah, I was running around Iberia Country Club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're probably driving me crazy.
They dropped me off and let
Did I ever superplex you off the diving board?
Not that I recall. Okay. I think I might have blacked out, though.
I tell you what, boy. You're off the lifeguard chair of the diving board. Somebody was getting superplexed.
Y'all having too much fun on this show.
Yeah, man. You're having fun.
Okay, so 1986. Got to throw this one out. Tennis, for a while, and I don't. It was almost like wrestling. You had the good guys and the bad guys. Okay, and it's really what fueled tennis. You know, Bjorn Borg was a good guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yvon Lendl was, he didn't have much personality, but he was a good guy. Jimmy Connors was a bad guy. Oh, Jimmy Connors was John McEnroe John McEnroe was John McEnroe.
Absolutely.
And it was funny because Jimmy Connors comes back years later, kind of makes a comeback, and everybody loved him. Everybody that hated him prior, because now he was an older guy and made this run, they just loved him. But in 1986, he gets a 10-week suspension from tennis. Okay, for losing his mind during a match.
He was a mama's boy, too. He was a big-time mama's boy, too.
Yeah, I get it. I would think
John
McEnroe.
His mother was his coach.
So
tennis is very taxing mentally.
Jimmy Connors.
Yeah, but his brother was Frank.
I've broken a number of tennis rackets in my day.
But, just a great – that made the two-handed backhand famous. Not many two-handed backhanders out there at that time. He turned – back in the day, the backhand before the – metal racket, before the aluminum racket, the backhand was more of a slice shot.
Yeah, just a little chip shot.
Okay, it was a chip shot. You didn't hit that big top spin return, but Jimmy Connors went and you saw, all of a sudden you saw him, and I remember a young Tracy Austin and Chris Everett, who actually dated. I don't think they got married ever, but I think
that's shark. A turbo question.
She dated the shark for a while.
Yeah. So anyway,
the infamous Brother Ernest was my tennis coach at Catholic High.
Shut up, you damn kids.
Yeah. Mr. Hike, that's enough out of you.
Indest, I'd call you a perfect idiot, but nobody's perfect.
Oh, man, we could have a whole show on Brother Ernest.
I don't know what Brother Ernest knew about tennis, but he was our tennis coach.
I'm sorry, in that little glass that Brother Ernest was drinking, I'm telling you, it wasn't just water.
No, it wasn't coffee.
It wasn't just water.
That was the Christian Brothers wine.
Special brew.
Oh, yeah, Brother Ernest.
His pupil was Mr. Zach Blanchard. Make no mistake about it, because he thought he taught Zach how to play tennis.
He told my nephew, Mikey, he said, your uncle was one of the biggest idiots I've ever coached.
I mean, this was like 15 years later, man. Oh, yeah, Brother
Rest
Ernest. God,
peace.
I love that man.
Yeah,
I love that man. Okay. 2002 Tournament Players Championship. Mm-hmm. Back then, they called it the Money. Didn't they call it the Money Tournament? Was it called the Money?
Mutual of New York?
I don't know.
Insurance
but
company sponsor?
Regardless, we discussed this the other day because we talked about the tournament. And, gosh, dog, it, who... Who won? Who won a couple of weeks ago?
Justin Thomas.
Yeah, Justin Thomas. Toughest finishing hole in golf. So you got 17, 18. Of course, you've got the Island Green, and then 18, which is a dogleg left, ocean on the lake on the left,
lake
on the left.
All the way on the
left. All the way on the left. Not much room to bail on the right. If you bail on the right, you're going to make bogey. Okay, or you probably going to make bogey. Craig Perks, where is Craig now, Teddy?
Craig's working for the Golf Channel. He's an announcer for the Corn Ferry Tour.
A native of New Zealand, if I'm correct.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Played golf
so
for UL,
Craig played for
All
UL.
American.
Did you recruit?
No. That was way after my time.
Okay, that was after your time.
When he chipped in to win, I was coaching UL's golf team at the time.
Okay.
1985-86.
Okay. So Craig Perks... And I don't have conviction in this statement, but this is the way I remember it. Some of this is fact. Some of this I'm not exactly sure. Not positive. And Teddy's not sure either, but this is the way I remember it. So today in history, he wins the tournament. Okay? Chipped in on two of the last three holes to win it. The way I remember it so well is, first of all, of course, I'm rooting for this guy like nobody's business because he's a UL guy. He's a USL guy.
Yep.
Okay? So... Even though he's a New Zealander, that's a South Louisiana guy. Ended up working at Le Triomphe for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So he gets up to 18, and he pulls out driver. Now, all he has to do is make bogey to win. He's got a two-shot lead. Just needs bogey to win. And he pulls out driver, and Johnny Miller said, and we all know Johnny Miller did not pull punches as an announcer, which every now and then got him, I'm not saying got him in trouble, but got him crossways.
These days he'd be slandered on social media.
Got him crossways with a lot of tour players. Yeah. Paul Azinger now will every now and then say something a little, and of course, our guy on the Golf Channel, he'll really get people upset.
Brandon Chambly.
He's really opinionated.
Johnny Miller was a Howard Cosell of golf.
Oh, yeah. He just didn't care. And the thing is, Johnny Miller, for a short time, had the game to back up anything.
Yeah.
There was a short time when Johnny Miller might have been the greatest player ever.
Yeah, exactly.
He had that run. Now, it was that shooting star that burned out real fast.
Yeah.
But he had a 2-3 year period where he was just nuts.
He went crazy.
Yeah, he went nuts like Tiger went nuts, but Tiger just did it longer.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and of course, you know, Johnny Miller just didn't care. He just said what came to his mind. And when Craig Perks pulled out that driver, he said, "This guy's got rocks in his brain." The way I remembered Craig Perks, hits it dead right with that driver. Because, of course, I don't care how much you plan on drawing that ball, cutting the corner, doing whatever you want to do. At the last second, any golfer knows in your brain, they're going, your brain goes, yeah. "Don't go left." Don't go left. And he hits it dead right. So now he's got bogey into play. Now, the next couple of shots escape me, and I wish
I'd
have had
to. He hit it way right of the green.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's what happened.
Okay, so he went way right of the green. Yeah. He ended up chipping in for bogey to win the golf tournament. Okay, so he's in a position now. He's got to get up and down the tie. He's got to get up and in the tie from off the green. So you're like, oh, my God. And, of course, who wins in a sudden-death playoff after you completely fall apart on 18? Not many people.
Not many.
Okay. We can go to the Frenchman.
Yeah.
Vandeveld. Yeah. We can go to Tom Watson on 18.
That's right.
Of course, in the infamous is it PGA or is it British?
I'm not sure which one.
No, I'm talking the one where he bogeyed 18 and then ended up losing to Stewart Cink in the playoff.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay.
British Open. Yeah,
so, but just, it was so painful to watch, and then the guy chips in to avoid the playoff. It was just amazing.
Yeah. And I could still see him with that club up there when he made it.
And the pictures, I mean, he's probably got that picture in his office. There were many pictures, of course.
They have it at UL's facility where Theodore's office is. Yeah.
So just, a big day in sports history that, again, has South Louisiana ties. Just cool stuff, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be hitting Theo up soon. He said me and Kenley can go in and work on a simulator.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We're going to head out to Oakbourne and go check it out.
Let him get through his season.
Oh, no, I will.
He's in the
meat
of it, right?
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Yeah. No, we're going to let that happen. Yeah. We're going to let that happen, but we're going to hit him up for that.
It's pretty impressive, I tell you. If you have anyone that loves golf should go through
it
there
is.
And see
it
what
is.
They have.
He brought me there one day.
I don't know. The tour. And, again, I got the tour when it wasn't what it is today. I got the kind of the where it started.
Class of 70 built that building, too.
Not belonging to my classmate.
Former pupils of yours, Mr. Teddy, texting me. One of them, Parrish Jones and Chance Jones. They live in Fort Worth now. Wanted me to tell you hi. They texted me saying you taught them how to play golf.
That's a long
and they
time
owe,
ago.
They owe their success to you.
Tell them thanks.
Just remember, we're on the internet, folks.
That's
you
it.
Can be
we're
in
worldwide.
The Ukraine, that's and you can listen to Bayou Sports.
I said worldwide. Go. You just can't come to Victor's.
Thank y'all.
You can be anywhere from the Boston Canal to the Ukraine to the former Yugoslavia.
If you got that Wi-Fi, you got us.
Brisbane. It doesn't matter where you are. You can listen to Bayou Sports.
The WW.
You're absolutely correct, comrade.
If you got Wi-Fi.
I must break you. I must break. If
you
he
never know what you're going to get.
If he dies, he dies.
Coach Indes is like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get.
Pretty accurate.
All right. Number 28.
Van Wheat.
This gentleman hails from the state of Michigan, was an all-state football and basketball player. Bruiser Brody. Bruiser Brody, this was a humongous man. Google it, YouTube it. This guy was a monster. I mean, he's not Andre the Giant Monster, but this guy was a monster. Numerous feuds with Kamala, the Ugandan Giant, also known as Kamala the Ugandan Warrior.
Uganda Giant.
Now, it was pretty much a given that Kamala was from Baton Rouge, but he was hailed from Uganda.
Was he from Baton
Rouge? That's what he died recently.
God damn.
Also had big time feuds with the aforementioned Abdullah the Butcher.
I think I saw him at TJ Ribs one night.
Quite possible. And I guarantee he had a plate full of food.
Oh, yeah, a couple racks of ribs.
Oh, Kamala would come out there in his skirt, and he'd beat on his belly. You know, I mean, God, Kamala was the man. He's coming soon. Kamala's up there, okay? Teamed up with Stan the Lariat Hansen, which is another guy that will be coming up in my list, and Big John Studd. Very interesting about this guy. First of all, he rarely agreed to lose a match.
Huh.
Like, he would go toe-to-toe with the... This guy evidently had some anger issues. Because also, he was known to not fake it like he was supposed to in the ring. No, the times where he had altercations with wrestlers after the match because...
I like him.
He didn't do it the way it was supposed to be done. He didn't go according to the script.
No script.
And believe it or not, this I'm not making this up, was murdered by a fellow wrestler late in his career in Puerto Rico. He was stabbed in the shower.
Wow. That's aggressive.
Psycho.
Yeah, that's aggressive.
Psycho.
Okay, by a Spanish wrestler. Now, it was later decided in a Mexican court of law that it was self-defense. And it was, again, it was a Mexican wrestler that got off. Okay, so you wonder.
He must have had an HMGD lawyer.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I don't care who
We're
you are.
We're international.
I don't care who you are. That's funny. But, I mean, just great story right there. A sad story. But
you never want to go down.
Bruiser Brody. So, Father Garrett, if anybody's listening, if you talk to Father Garrett, if you're listening, Bruiser Brody, that's your dude. That's your dude. Moving on. Tomorrow. Got good stuff coming. We got number 27.
27.
Let me take a peek at who.
Vincent.
Let me take a peek at 27. Who I've got. Ho, okay. Oh. We got a masked man coming up at 27.
That list still isn't laminated, Coach. And it's raining today.
We got a masked man coming up tomorrow. One of the great ones of all time from Mid-South. Got a lot of good stuff. Working on a couple of different folks, some high school coaches to get on tomorrow. I'm waiting on a definitive answer, but we'll definitely have plenty to talk about. Going to be moving forward in the NCAA tournament. Continue to look at the brackets, see how those things are going. But leaving today, talking to Jeremy and then talking to Brian Brown. What a positive message from these guys. So proud of where they are now and where they've come from and the people that helped them to get where they come from. That's what I love to hear.
Yeah.
Is the people that pushed them. You know, when we talked to Lionel Vitale the other day, and he talked about the gentleman that would pick him up at his house.
Yep.
And bring him where he had to go, and because he wouldn't have had that opportunity. Gary Joseph, just all the iconic people, Virge Osbury, that we've talked to and will continue to talk to over time. Just really appreciative to them for coming on the show. George LaFrance, who I'll be sharing. I'm hooking up George with all his old partners. So the second I get them, I pass his number
That's
on.
Awesome.
And just the thought of those guys getting together and we bridge that gap, man, just makes me feel good. Makes me feel good. So we appreciate everybody supporting the show. Especially we appreciate Iberia Sports and Rehab in conjunction with Louisiana Sports Care, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, my man Jace Dugas. If you need something relative to COVID, cleaned up, whatever you need the glass, whatever, if there's something he can do for you, he can help you out.
Steam sanitization.
Yeah, there we go. Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, the Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick LLC. And speaking of Arsenault, they've got a special that I will be talking about tomorrow, something that's going on right now. As a matter of fact, I got a second. I can pull up Christy's text. Let's see. We got a second.
Another former student who's packed, whose life you positively impacted, Coach.
I guarantee you, she can conjugate a verb today because of Coach Index.
Man.
I'm impressed.
I before E, except after C. She knows all that stuff.
Except science.
I didn't teach science. She could quote Romeo and Juliet because of Coach Indes.
But the E is before the I in science.
I can't remember if you used to wear those little bike.
Exceptions, weird C's, neither, either shorts. Leisure and height. Yeah, in science. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You used to wear those little bike coaching shorts. Remember when
Coach Jumanville bought that for me, I brought it home. Tina said.
No, you liked it.
You are not. No, I'm telling you. I was in the new. No, I was a golfer. But so that was unacceptable. Now, I'm going to tell you, I wore it because I was scared of Jumanville, and I was going to do whatever he told me to do.
Yeah.
But I was embarrassed.
Oh, you rolled up in class with your shirt tucked into your bike shorts.
Ain't no doubt.
You knew it.
I don't think I was allowed to wear shorts in the classroom. I think I had to change
it. Oh, you had the long
day.
Pants.
Oh, yeah. I had the britches on. I had probably the pleated pants.
With a little bell-bottom at the bottom.
All right. Arsenal Ford now through the end of the month. $7,000 off MSRP on remaining 2020 Ford Fusions in stock and $13,000 off.
Holla.
2020 F-150 FCTP units in stock. Call Travis or any of the team at Arsenal Ford, www.arsenalford.com. 24/7, let them know. So again, $7,000.
Yeah.
$13,000.
Yeah. Off of Fusions, $13,000 off of Ford F-150s. I might have to go talk to her.
Jeez.
All right, so for Eric Height,
yep.
For Tony Turbo Landry, we will see you tomorrow right here on Bayou Sports.
Peace.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298 CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.